The small Middle Eastern kingdom of Jordan has long been a loyal ally of the United States. President Obama speaks effusively about his friendship with King Abdullah. He's a key Arab ally in the U.S.-led coalition against the self-styled Islamic State, or ISIS. But Jordan is now focused on the fate of the Jordanian pilot recently captured in Syria. NPR's Alice Fordham spoke with his relatives, whose statements questioning the pilot's mission are ringing through the kingdom.
Talk of Muaz al-Kassasba, the pilot captured by ISIS on Christmas Eve after his plane crashed in Syria, dominates the media in Jordan, a rare Middle Eastern country accustomed to stability and peace.
Muaz al-Kassasba, nahnu jami'an ma'ak.
On the radio, hosts pledge their support. Little is known of the pilot's fate since the extremists tweeted pictures of him, bloody and bewildered, after the crash. The radio hosts wish that he comes safely home. That home is here, nestled in hilly tribal heartland 2 hours south of the capital, Amman. On a bleak, windy day, with snow flurrying around the olive trees, the pilot's parents welcome me in the mountain village of Ai. His father, Serfi, is a sheikh of the Kassasba tribe, a retired education professor. His mother, Safiya, is a retired teacher. Their elegant parlour is stiff and formal, and it's so cold we all keep our coats on, as they tell me about their son.
Of course, I'm proud of my son for being a member of the Jordanian Royal Air Force, but I'm very pained about the incident.
The 26-year-old was married 5 months ago. A devout Muslim, he made the pilgrimage to Mecca with his parents. News of the downed plane came like a thunderbolt, says his father.
I was very, very panicked and very, very sad. I was on the verge of a breakdown.
And not just shocked, angry.
Yes, I'm proud that my sons are serving in the armed forces in order to defend the homeland, but only to defend the homeland.
He says there's no way his son should have been bombing Syria in the first place. Jordan has a long-standing relationship with the U.S. and its economy depends on American aid. So he reckons that's why Jordan's in the coalition. But he says he hated it from the outset.
I wasn't okay with it at all. And all Jordanians strongly condemn our participation in the coalition.
A big part of his problem is that the airstrikes are striking Sunni Muslims like them. These people are our sons, our brothers, he says.
Our army is for defending Jordan. It's not supposed to spread throughout the world like American forces.
Back in the capital, Amman, I meet the pilot's brother, Jawad. He himself was in the Jordanian Air Force and served in the U.S.-led coalition in Afghanistan, where, he says, he too was confused about why Jordan was battling fellow Muslims. He and the other relatives speak carefully. They know the people holding Muaz could be hearing them. They don't even know if he's still alive. But analysts say these doubts, coming so publicly from loyalists to the king and the armed forces, present a problem for the country's leader as he tries to satisfy internal opinion and his US allies. A problem which will get much bigger if ISIS fulfill their threats to kill the pilot. Alice Fordham, NPR News, Amman.